could talk a little bit about last year and the whole Eggate situation.
What's that?
Eggate.
Oh, I don't even know about that.
with the Saints getting egg, has anybody talked here on the team about possible retaliation, what to expect, Baines coming back? I mean, it's really kind of a mixing.
Nah, nobody's really talked about that. As far as football goes, you know, we talk about their head coach coming back and they're going to be a little bit more aggressive because of the way it ended last year with us. So, you know, we look forward to getting their best shot.
This is officially the installation week for the Saints, but you guys have already been doing a few things when it comes to getting prepared for the Saints this preseason, haven't you?
Definitely. We definitely got to jump on them. Had an extra practice on Monday to get out there a little bit and run around. And we started on them today a little bit more, you know, getting the game plan in, and I think it's going in the right direction.
Are you guys looking at a lot of what you were able to do last year when you had Drew Brees picked off five times? Is that, could you kind of copy the same motive?
Well, we still have the same defensive coordinator, so obviously we still have all of that in our little ditty bag, but ultimately it's going to be about going out there and preparing throughout the week so we can go out there this Sunday and be successful. I think last year has no bearing on what the outcome of this game would be, but we definitely want to try to emulate that.
Obviously you want to win a Lombardi, but any personal goals for yourself this year?
I think if I just, you know, go out there and try to help my team get better each and every week, I'll reach my goals.
Spoon, what's the story on the hat? Is that something we're going to see every day, and who'd you steal it from?
Nah, it's just a hat, man. You know, shout out to the people at Nike. They gave me